Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. Today is the 16th day of the month of January, year 2022. We bless the name of the Lord for keeping us to see this wonderful day, this wonderful time. Today is Sunday and it's the beginning of another week. I pray for somebody that is hearing me now. Heaven shall favor you, heaven shall promote you. Heaven shall lift you high. Heaven shall connect you with destiny helpers. Heaven will relocate you and put you in the place of your location. Heaven will help you. Heaven will support you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are joining us for a first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. This program is a midnight program, and I'm trusting God that you shall be blessed and the Lord shall touch your case. In this program, we pray some aggressive prayers. When we are praying the prayer, you have to pray the way I call the prayer. And I know instantly as you are praying those prayers, the Lord will begin to work upon your life. Your situation will change in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and appreciate Him. Say this one unto the Lord. Bless His name. Say glory be to the name of the Lord, for His mercy is enduring forever. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen. The most excellency is Jesus. Shout hallelujah, amen, amen. I want you to gather yourself together. The Bible says, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violent men taken it by force. That's the mystery of Matthew 11:12. I want you to pray with violence and with anger. Say this prayer. Say, every coven of witchcraft where my case has been submitted, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft where my case has been submitted, Holy Ghost, set it ablaze, set it ablaze, set it ablaze. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, you mysterious hand assigned to trouble my life, wither in the name of Jesus. You mysterious hand assigned to trouble my life, wither in the name of Jesus. You mysterious hand assigned to trouble my life, wither in Jesus' name we pray. Every curse wasting my effort, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every curse wasting my effort, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every curse wasting my effort, break and release me in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any evil spirit consulted before I was born that is troubling me now, release me and die in the name of Jesus. Any evil spirit consulted before I was born that is troubling me now, release me and die, release me and die, release me and die. Every evil spirit consulted before I was born that is troubling me now, release me, release me, release me, release me in Jesus mighty name we pray. Say, you inherited spirit wife. If you are a woman, you say spirit husband. You inherited spirit wife. Your time is up in my life. Die in the name of Jesus. You inherited spirit wife. Your time is up in my life. Die in the name of Jesus. You inherited spirit wife. Your time is up in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, you strong man in my village boasting to sacrifice my life, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. You strong man in my village boasting to sacrifice my life, be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. You strong man in my village boasting to sacrifice my life, be destroyed by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, you human serpent assigned to eat my flesh and drink my blood, wherever you are, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. You human serpent assigned to eat my flesh and drink my blood wherever you are. Fall down and die. Fall down and die. In Jesus' name we pray. Village Oracle, tie me down. Release me by fire in the name of Jesus. Village Oracle, tie me down. Release me by fire in the name of Jesus. Village Oracle, tie me down. Release me by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Any idol of my village and the village of my wife that I vow I will not have testimony. There, in the name of Jesus, any idol of my village and the village of my wife that has vowed I will not have testimony. There. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh God, arise. Let every witchcraft oppression in my environment scatter. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Let every witchcraft oppression in my environment scatter. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Let every witchcraft oppression in my environment scatter. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, listen to me. When you are fighting against a strange power, you must develop aggressive force. When you are fighting against the problem with deep root, you must be aggressive in your prayers. When a problem is deeply rooted in the life of a person, it can only be uprooted by aggressive prayer bombardment. That is why every deeply rooted problem that is stubbornly harassing your destiny shall be disgraced in Jesus' name. You need to understand something, that there are problems that has stubborn roots. They don't want to leave until you contend with them with aggression. Until your aggression is forceful, then they will let you go. The fact is this: the enemy tried to conceal his identity. The enemy tried to hide himself from being known. It is through prayers that all the root of the problem will be exposed. Majority of the problem of man, there are problems that have a deep root. And if you don't send prayer into the root, the secret will not be made known. I pray for you today that every secret enemy in your life shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. The sword of your prayer will cut them off. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Now get ready, bring a bottle of oil. If you don't have a bottle of oil, get a bottle of water. Father, we pray that the oil and the water in the hand of your children shall be mixed together with the blood of Jesus. The finger of heaven shall flow into it. The power of deliverance shall enter into it. Blood of Jesus Christ shall move into it. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to drink a little. And you will now shout loud and clear. You will say like this. Say, arrow of witchcraft, fire into my body. Go back to the sender. Arrow of witchcraft, fire to my body. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft, fire to my body. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of witchcraft, fired into my body. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. And say, power of village wickedness, assigned to waste my labor. In the name of Jesus. Power of village wickedness, assigned to waste my labor. In the name of Jesus. Power of village wickedness, assigned to waste my labor. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every hidden covenant between my father's house and the water spirit that is affecting me negatively, break by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between my father's house and water spirit that's affecting my life negatively, break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. Break and release me. In Jesus' name. Anoint your chest and you shout loud and clear. Say, my body, get out from the coven of darkness. in the name of Jesus. My body, get out from the covenant of darkness in the name of Jesus. My body, get out from the covenant of darkness in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your stomach and say, every organ of my body that is in satanic cauldron, jump out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body in satanic cauldron, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. I speak into the life of that sister. Whatever is walking around your body like serpent, I challenge you to leave your body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Aha. There's a brother here. I pray for you now that the yoke of darkness that came into your life when you mistakenly enter into error, I pray that that yoke shall be broken in Jesus' name. There is somebody that is hearing me now. This is a very strange one, but listen very well. God can deliver you. God can set you free. Listen very, very well. There's a strange encounter that happened between you and your mother-in-law. That's the mother of your wife. Your wife did not know this, but something happened between both of you. You had a carnal knowledge of that woman. Arrived from that day, a cause of backwardness, a cause of wastage of effort came upon your life, and you have not been able to open it up. Go to the Lord in prayer. Cry unto the Lord that he should have mercy upon you. Break that curse. Break the blood covenant that came in that day. And the Lord will set you free. Look for where deliverance is done and go for that deliverance. If you want us to help you, you are free. And I know God will deliver that brother in Jesus' name. This has affected you for about a few years ago now. You have tried prayers everywhere, but until this is done thoroughly, with consciousness that you want to get free, before you can be free from this bondage. It's a strange bondage, very strange. Thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you for what you have done. I pray that the hand of these people shall be blessed, their legs shall be anointed, their hands shall be empowered to make wealth, their legs shall carry them to the place of location, the place of destiny fulfillment. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise your prayer request. Lord, I pray on this request. Answer this request by fire. Lay your hand upon this request and prove yourself in it in Jesus' name. I prophesy to the life of people hearing me today, that particular document you are waiting for shall be released into your hand. Your paper to travel shall be released into your hand. Your green card shall be released into your hand. I have a lot of testimony that I've received now. People called us, people sent information to us of how God intervened in their cases. How many of them received green card that they have been praying for a long time. God is about to visit somebody and you are going to be blessed in Jesus' name. There's a woman here, your husband has traveled for about 8 years now. You have struggled to go and meet him and it has been difficult. Before the end of the first quarters of this year, the Almighty God will give you favor and every plan to meet him will be successful. Don't forget, as soon as that one comes up, let us know. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We cover you with the blood of Jesus. We decree that this week shall be a week of promotion, shall be a week of success, shall be a week of lifting, shall be a week of good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. iFellowship@Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Act Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you. In Jesus' name.